If birds are in your heart and you'd like to help, consider making a Christmas donation to Mollywood this year, and or giving a gift if you have a friend that you know loves birds. A great gift to give someone that you don't know what to buy for, or even, you know, as an aside, or the whole gift itself is a donation in their name to Mollywood Avian Sanctuary. And if you'd like to send money, as Betsy says, they always need. Let's see, Betsy, the website, because they can do all of that through the website.
Yes, they can. We do PayPal through the website.
And that's Mollywood, M-O-L-L-Y, mollywoodlikehollywood.org, correct?
Yes.
All right, and if somebody...
Also, on the website, with Christmas coming, we have a program on our website called One Cause.
Yes.
And it's an online shopping mall with thousands of vendors. And so people who maybe like to do internet shopping,
yeah,
if they sign up for that through our website,
mm-hmm.
our website gets a portion of the sales. And every vendor tells you exactly what percentage goes back to your chosen cause.
Excellent, excellent.
And it has a free toolbar, and the toolbar is completely bug-free. It has no viruses, no bugs, no hitches. It won't do anything to harm your system. We've used it here for probably the last 5-6 years.
And I'm wondering, do you have a list of what you need donated on the website?
I do have a list there. It's not necessarily 100% accurate, but people are always welcome to call and run something past us.
Okay.
If they don't see something listed but think they might have something we can use.
All right, what phone number should they call?
360-966-7490.
7490. And if they just want to send you a check, what's the mailing address?
P.O. Box 28296. Bellingham.
Bellingham, Washington.
98228.
And if you missed that contact information, you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on shelters, click on birds, and it's all there for you. Betsy, thanks for checking in with us here on your Sunday morning. Have a good Halloween, and we will talk to you the end of November.
Great. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right. It'll be after Thanksgiving, won't it? I'm not ready for that. The time is just going too fast.
I agree.
All right. And say goodbye to Gary. It's his last Sunday.
Oh, bye, Gary. We love you.
Bye.
All right, Betsy. We'll talk to you next month. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Usual. Woo. But we will close out this hour, start up the new one. We're not going anywhere, so stay right where you are, and we'll be back with lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, my. Well, no lions and tigers, but sometimes bears, cougars, all kinds of stuff. Sarvey Wildlife Care Center's next. Stay with us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK, FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle. We're a forum for women and the men who love us, who want to learn, grow, change their lives, and have some fun.
Join us now 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. to be inspired, educated, all with fun and love. Be sure to visit our website, chatwithwomen.com.
If you're interested in reaching thousands of women, for sponsorship information, email us at info@chatwithwomen.com.
Hi, I'm Jan, and my co-hosts are
Carolyn
and Janie.
Have you ever wondered about your future, or even you? Well, wander no more, because the psychic speaks to you every Sunday at noon. We will have lots of fun with you and our guests. Just tune in and give us a call. So join us on our new show, A Psychic Speaks at Noon on Alternative Talk 1150.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio, Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of our Halloween edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. The best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, if you need to get a hold of us while we're on the air, there's a few ways to do that. Now, if you call us, keep in mind, Scotty's home sick, so it's only me and Gary. And if he can't get in the other room to answer the phone, I'll just put it on hold until he can. But our phone number's here if you need to reach us for some reason. Local number's 425-373-5524. 27-425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And of course, you can send us an email during the show by using our live email address. It's real simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And by the way, if you have a question for Leslie Henry, a clinic director of Sarvey Wildlife Care Center, you could shoot us an email now, and we'll have plenty of time to address it if you get it in soon. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, if you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's in Monroe, Washington, 98272. And if you are submitting something for current events, I appreciate it if you do that via email. And you can send me an email via the Animal World website, which is www.marthanorwalk.com. And you can click on Contact Martha to send me an email, or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. Because if you do current events via email, then it's easy for me to send on to Rhonda at Indigo Dog to get it up on the website in the quickest possible way. Now, if you need my services as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, because that's what I do when I'm not here on the radio, and I primarily work with dogs and cats. Those are the fields of my expertise, but I also troubleshoot for other kind of animals. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has a problem with their animal friends, it's always worth giving me a call. And I'll chat with you for free the first time. And if I'm not the best one to help you solve the problems, I probably know who is. And sometimes I can even help you for free in just a few minutes on the phone. Otherwise, I'll tell you how I work and what's involved, because as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I work with you either privately in your home, that's how I prefer, or over the phone. And I'm very reasonably priced. It's Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. You can send me an email through the website or at marthalight.com, at AOL.com. But the best way to get a hold of me is bug my voicemail. Yes, bug my voicemail. And the phone number is 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. All righty then, I think that covers the business bases. So let's get back to Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. Well, no lions and tigers, but sometimes cougars and sometimes bears, although I don't think there's any there now. But let's find out what's happening and who they got. At Sarvey Wildlife Care Center, Clinic Director Leslie Henry is with us. Good morning again, Leslie.
Good morning, Martha. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, other than the fact that it's pretty gray and yucky down here, and it's Gary's last day.
I know that.
Yeah. So how are you?
I'm all right.
All right.
I'm in the middle of fielding a fish and wildlife situation. There's a deer that they want us to go tranquilize.
Ah.
Like, I'm going to be on the phone, so we're about to do a lot of text messages.
Well,
so-and-so's authorized to go do this, and do it this way, and it'll be fun.
Well, you know, it's reality radio here, so if you have to take a time out to handle a phone call, Gary and I can handle it.
Well, they know I'm on the phone, so we're running text message.
I see. So that's interesting to know. Now, so what, you've been contacted by the Department of Fish and Wildlife?
Correct. Well, actually, we were contacted by the police department first, and we told them that Fish and Wildlife has to authorize us.
I see. So
we've now been authorized.
Okay. So where is this deer?
It's actually in Lake Stevens.
Oh, and what's the deer doing?
It seems to want to go shopping in Higgins.
Oh, okay. Another one of those grocery store deers.
Yes.
And do you know, is this like a female deer? Or
it's
is this
actually
like
a young buck, and that's part of the problem.
Oh, so it's got horns.
Correct.
Or antlers.
Horns. Small spikes, yes.
And so that's part of the problem. They're afraid of this young buck, huh?
Well, they can be quite dangerous, and he doesn't seem to have the natural fear of people and is really determined to want to go in the store.
Well, he just wants to go shopping.
Yeah, apparently. Well, you know, Higgins has really good produce.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He probably wants into their produce department.
Yeah.
He's no dummy. Oh,
that's
funny. So they're fending him off in the parking lot, trying not to let him into the store?
Well, I don't know the complete situation there. I just know that he's been persistent.
Okay, so now Department of Fish and Wildlife is authorizing you.
Yes.
Now, you're on the phone with us, and I don't think you go out on this.
My driver.
So is your ambulance would go out there? Is that
correct?
Because Sarvey Wildlife Care Center, you have an ambulance.
Yes.
That goes out on these kind of calls, right?
Yes.
And the driver, I guess, is educated in how to deal with these critters?
Yes, he is.
And are you like, is your ambulance like equipped with like tranquilizer guns and all that kind of stuff?
Not on the ambulance itself. He'll have to pick all that up at the center. But he also has to pick up the ambulance, so that works.
Okay, so you have that stuff.
Oh, yes,
ready
we do.
To go if you need it.
Yes.
So he would go to the center and get the equipment that he needs and get the ambulance, and then he would go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say he does all that and he gets there, then what? He just tranquilizes the deer?
Yes.
And then what happens?
Then we would take the deer up to the center.
So you actually, he would actually then put the deer in the ambulance.
Correct.
And then now would one round of tranquilizers, would that long enough, knock it out long enough to be transported back to the center and get it someplace before it wakes up so it can't hurt itself or anybody else?
Correct.
And then once you get these guys, so let's say all this goes down and we take the Higgins card away from the deer and get him out to Sarvey, then what happens?
Well, we'd have to evaluate him and see if he's actually friendly, if he's sick and he's desperate for food, what the circumstances are.
Why he's shopping at Higgins?
Correct. Right. So once we determine what the circumstances are, then that would help us choose our next course of action.
So what are the options?
Well, unfortunately for a male deer, if he is friendly and has no fear of people, there really isn't a place that he could be released.
So that
actually doesn't bode well for him.
So that means he either has to stay in a sanctuary permanently somewhere, or he has to be euthanized?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah,
and
very
that,
unfortunate.
And when you say it's not good for him, that must mean there aren't many places for friendly deer to go, huh?
Very, very few.
Because I know people might say, well, why don't you just keep him?
Because he would be dangerous to us as well.
So he'd be dangerous to you, and then I imagine, too, if you kept them all, pretty soon you'd have no room to rescue anybody.
Well, then we'd have to change our name to something like Sarvey Wildlife Deer Sanctuary or something.
Yeah, and you really aren't set up to be a sanctuary.
No, we are not a sanctuary. We are a wildlife rehabilitation center.
Huh. And I guess there aren't many places. Because I know sometimes when you rescue wildlife that can't be rehabilitated and released for some reason, you often work with other rescues around the country.
Yes.
And send them around the country to some place that can keep them.
Whenever we can.
But that's not a likely possibility with a male deer?
Not if he is overly friendly and not afraid of people.
Hmm.
Because unfortunately, he's going to have the natural instincts. He's still a male. He's still big.
Yeah.
And breeding season will come. And when breeding season comes, those instincts are still there, even though they're friendly and not afraid of people.
Well, what about, can he be neutered?
You know, we've never really investigated that because that's getting into a realm of altering animals that we don't normally do. There are circumstances where we've done that with an animal that's going to be placed. We know it's never going to be released, and we know that it will make a difference. I don't know if it would make a difference in a deer, so it's something I'd have to discuss with our medical director.
Well, you know, certainly, I mean, I'm just talking now, but
mm-hmm.
we know when we neuter, like, dogs or cats or horses, you know, it does take away the behavior that goes along with being intact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's reacting to females in season. That's a lot of time the territorial business, the desire to roam and wander, the aggressiveness with other animals. All of that tends to go away when they're neutered. I would think that the same thing would be the case with deer, but you don't know if anybody's ever tried that, huh?
I don't know. So that's something we'd have to investigate, which falls back into the coordinating with other centers and other facilities.
And then I'm wondering now, would, in order to do something like that, I mean, provided, you know, you get a vet to volunteer to do the neutering, which, you know, isn't that complicated a deal. But would you have to get permission from the Department of Fish and Wildlife to do something like that?
Yes. It depends on what we're trying to do, but yes. All of our animals that are transferred to another facility for some reason, all of them have to go through, there's a long paper process to get permission to do that, and then the permitting process of both us, because we hold 5 permits, and then the permitting for the recipient facility. They have to have all the permitting in order to have an animal.
Yeah. Huh.
So
I'm just thinking it would be really cool to have, you know, a male deer in an educational program. Maybe if they're neutered, if it was friendly and was neutered. But I'm kind of thinking that probably, you know, I mean, that's a nice thing to think about, but probably the liability with the antlers and stuff would probably be too great, huh?
Well, I know that they can remove antlers for species if they need to. So,
well,
if,
like, they do that sometimes with, like, goats and cows,
yes.
And stuff, don't they? Like, remove,
yes.
Horns and stuff. They probably can permanently remove antlers. But I don't know, doing something like that, you know, may just not serve a higher good for the individual.
And
but
that's one of the things that we have to look at, because the intent here is that either, A, we rehab the animal, get it back into the wild where it belongs so that it can be part of the breeding natural population.
Yeah.
And live out its life the way it should. Or, if that's not possible and the animal can be placed, that it is productive in that fashion for education and has a good quality of life. Quality of life is going to be a concern as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, and, you know, it's important to remember here, folks, too, that that death is a natural part of life, and there isn't, you know, we in our Western society have made it a bad thing, but it really isn't a bad thing, and it's only the physical body that dies. And
it's a bad thing.
Huh?
It is a sad thing, though.
Very sad for to let them go. But on the other hand, you know, they can come back, and, you know, it's just hard for us humans.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it serves, you know, the higher good of the animal. And, you know, and I often say, Leslie, I have seen situations, and I continue to see situations on a regular basis, rescue situations where all the money, all the effort, all the time is put into saving animals that really, you know, are not going to have the quality of life that they deserve. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, if you put all your time and effort into rescuing and rehabilitating those, when you really can't fully rehabilitate them to a point of a good quality life, you reduce your resources and abilities to help others.
And you're doing a disservice to that particular species, that particular animal.
I believe so. I believe so. At any rate, let's all think good thoughts for this young buck that's trying to shop at Higgins.
Well, I'm hoping that what the circumstance is, that we're kind of thin, it's starting to get cold, it smells good, ooh, let's go shopping here because it'll be easy food. And if that's the circumstance, we can fatten him up.
Yeah.
That's not a problem. We can treat him for any parasites that might be a problem, and we can fatten him up and go from there.
So maybe he could just be young and not know what he's doing and be really, really hungry, and he smells the produce section. And by golly, he's going to get in there come you know what or high water. But a lot of it depends on how comfortable he is around humans.
Correct.
Well, and couldn't you have a little scare program or something while he was being fattened up or something?
Sometimes that can backfire. Sometimes that can backfire when you're trying to sensitize them against humans again, that they can actually get more aggressive. It depends on the species, though. Deer are actually a prey species. They're usually terrified. They're usually convinced that everything is going to eat them with good reason.
Yeah.
And don't get friendly like that.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that it's a desperation situation that we can resolve.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to remember, and if I forget, try to remember to update us next month on what happens with all of this.
Sounds good.
And now, at this point, you said you're texting with everybody.
Yes.
has your person, the ambulance and the driver, has he been dispatched? Is he on his way?
Yes.
So we're going to get into this one way or the other.
Yes. We are on our way.
Okay. Well, let us know if you get a text before we're done.
Not a problem. I'll let you know what happens.
All right, so let's get back to we got right into the deer shopping at Higgins, and we didn't have a chance for anyone who's listening and doesn't know, although they probably figured it out by now. Give us the lowdown on Sarvey Wildlife Rescue and Care Center.
Sarvey Wildlife Care Center is a wildlife rehabilitation center. We're located in Arlington between Arlington proper and Granite Falls. We've been in operation approximately 30 years. We take in all species of wildlife with the exception of marine mammals with the intent of rearing them if they're babies, treating them if they're injured or ill, and getting them released back into the wild where they belong.
And give us an idea of, in a typical year, how many animals do you deal with?
Well, I'll tell you, this year we've had 3,683 patients.
Whoa, and we're not at the end of the year yet.
Nope.
Now, is that a lot? I mean, that's a lot, but I mean, relatively to compared to other years.
Compared to the last few years, we're about 600 patients below the average.
Ah, okay. So a little less this year. But even so, 3,000 some animals, that's a lot of animals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you keep statistics and know what the percentage is of being able to save and release these guys?
Well, actually, out of the animals that have come in this year, I have a whole sheet for this year's numbers. As of yesterday.
Ah.
So out of the 3,683 that we've had come in, the adjusted total, meaning animals that we were actually able to care for, because what we get is we get a lot of animals that come in and they expire as they come in the door.
Gotcha.
Or their injuries are so extensive that we can't do anything more than humanely put them to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Because they're not going to be
right
repairable. They're not going to recover. The injuries are too extensive, and our concern is quality.
Uh-huh.
As well as overall. So the adjusted total after that, and I also removed the number of animals that are on site, because those animals are still being cared for.
Oh, okay.
Is 1,805.
So that's like a third.
Yes, it is, actually. So two-thirds of our patients have come through the doors that were beyond help. So in that case, what we're doing is we're offering the public an opportunity to try to help the animal. It gives them an answer. Because often what occurs, people find an animal, they're panicked, this animal needs help, they know it needs help, and they don't know where to go.
Right, right. Like I had a listeners email me this during the month that there was a duck, you know, so in a business that they were trying to, and, you know, I said, like, call Sarvey.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess you guys were coaching them, and then it turned out with some investigation that it was actually somebody's pet duck.
Which does happen.
That had escaped, and so they were trying to figure out how to capture it to get it back to the person that owned it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does happen. Oh, and I actually have a funny story. Yesterday we had a woman who, bless her heart, was so concerned. There was a goose on the side of the trestle on Highway 2.
A goose on the Highway 2 trestle?
Mm-hmm.
Like a Canadian goose? Or
I believe so, yes.
Huh.
So she was really concerned. This animal's in a poor location. It's clearly injured. It's not leaving. And it was actually in an area where it would be dangerous for any of us to stop and try to rescue it.
Uh-huh.
So what we would have needed was a police officer to come and, like, stop traffic because they have the lights on the car.
Right.
Right? So we spent several hours going back and forth on the phone. She'd call us. We'd give her some resources. She'd try the resources. She'd call us back. I talked to my driver because yesterday was his day off. Actually, today is too. So
he's still going after the deer.
Yes. So we tried several hours, several phone calls, and she finally calls back and says, "Oh, my gosh, I feel so stupid."
Uh-oh.
They had driven. They'd driven by the location again to check on the goose. The goose had apparently fallen over, and the goose was apparently a decoy.
A decoy? Oh,
well,
it
is hunting season.
Oh, no.
She's like, I just feel so stupid. I'm like, you're not stupid. You're a kind and caring person who was very concerned, and obviously the decoy looks very realistic.
It was a good decoy, huh?
Yes, definitely. Well, but, I mean, she went through all this effort. There's a lot of citizens out there who want to help, and they're doing everything they can with the resources they have available. Unfortunately, we're there to talk to.
Well, it sounds like it's not an area where you would put a decoy unless somebody did that.
It probably fell off of a truck.
Oh, that makes sense.
Would be my guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, give people credit that they didn't put it out there just to mess with people.
Gosh, I hope not, because it really was a dangerous location.
Wow.
So it would have been dangerous for them if they were stopping to do that.
So hours well of consultation to save a decoy.
Yes. Okay, oh. We were game. We were going to find a way to go get that goose.
Oh, that's funny.
And it just turned out, and then one of the things that's really nice is when people, they call, we coach them through a circumstance, and then they... We actually had this happen yesterday as well. There was a hawk that was down, and they were concerned, and so we coached them through what to do, and when they approached the hawk flew away.
Cool.
I love it when people call us back and go, "Hey, it's okay, the animal flew away. It wasn't actually injured."
Yeah, to let you know what happens.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you call to check on stuff, call back and let them know what happens.
Oh, yeah, we really appreciate that. It's one of the things that happens is that we worry.
Well, yeah, and people call you about something, and then you never hear from them again.
Right.
So you don't know what went on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so call, follow up, folks. Call back.
Some days are pretty interesting. I think that was probably my favorite story of the day was the goose.
The
like, really?
Decoy goose. Oh,
I know.
Funny.
She tried so hard. We're so concerned. And really? But at least it wasn't wildlife that was injured. So
Yeah, that's
good. There's a positive.
Well, and speaking of wildlife, let's find out. You know, last month we talked, which it should have really been the end of baby season, but you were still getting some babies in. So
where are
we now? Or is baby season finally over, or what's going on out there?
Well, over is a relative term. We're not getting any new babies.
Okay.
But we still have one baby that's really tiny and on a syringe of formula.
Yeah? Who's
so late. It's just crazy. A little Eastern Grey. And she's half the size of all the other Eastern Greys.
That's this is a little gray squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's a little tiny thing. She's just now starting to drink out of a bowl, starting to figure out that she's a big squirrel now. And I have two other squirrels that are about twice her size that she could be introduced to when she can hold her own.
When she's big enough to deal with the big guys.
Right.
And then
I don't want them to be taking away her food or picking on her because she is tiny.
So
but it's pretty feisty now.
So when you get them together, now will they live the winter at the shelter or will you release them?
These three might live the winter at the shelter because they are so young compared to everything else. I have seven other Eastern Greys that are ready to be released. I have three Douglas squirrels that are ready to be released. Three Northern Flying squirrels that are probably going to winter over.
I still haven't seen a flying squirrel.
You're funny. We have an education flying squirrel come to the center.
I'll have to come up and meet him.
You'll have
or,
to come
or
up
you
and meet
Secret. Or you can let yours go in my yard or something.
Well, either that or hang out at night.
Well,
and apparently Secret's really, really accurate at 5 in the morning.
Ah, yeah, well, I'm not. So maybe that's why I've never seen one, is I'm just not out there at the right time.
That's possible because...
Now, do they share habitats? Because I don't have any. It's amazing. It's the first place I've lived around here. Because even at my farm, which is only like a mile away from where I am now, I had lots of Eastern Greys and the little Douglas squirrels. But where I am now, I'm a mile away from my farm, but I have no Eastern Grey squirrels at all.
But you have Douglas,
but
right?
But I have little Douglas ones.
Then you have flying squirrels.
So you think if I have Douglas squirrels, I have flying squirrels too?
You should have some. As long as you have a stand of trees that's older, 80 years and up.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have some older trees, that's where you're going to find them. Yeah.
I have big cedars and big hemlocks and a few alders and maples and that kind of thing. But they're all like, you know, really, really huge. Like 100 feet or more.
Good. That's good stuff. That's good habitat. No Douglas fir?
I don't think so. I think it's all hemlock and cedar.
Hmm.
But, you know, to tell you the truth, I'm not sure I'd know a Douglas fir if it bit me. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, you have pine cones that are about
two and a half. No pine cones.
No pine cones.
Well,
okay, because your Douglas fir are going to have cones.
Little itty bitty. What do the little itty bitties come off of?
If you're getting little itty bitties, they're about quarter to a half an inch long. Those ones are usually off of hemlock.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know I have hemlocks, and I know I have cedar. I know what those are.
Well, that's a start.
But I don't have any other. I don't have any other than the kind of pine cones.
Hmm. Okay.
But I'll tell you what, I got enough leaves to sink a ship right now.
That's funny. That would be
so
your maple with your...
Yeah.
I'm good.
I got a blanket of maple leaves that just won't quit, and the tree is still covered.
Oh, that I believe. And everything turns so fast that they're probably all going to drop really close to each other.
Well, you know, my trees have thought it was fall since the 1st of July.
Really?
So, yeah, because the winter, the weather was so strange, and in my neighborhood, you know, it got warm for a while, and then it got really cold again, and ever since then, the trees have been dropping leaves, so I've been mowing leaves along with grass all year long.
Oh, you should have some great mulch, then.
Well, in the ground, yeah, but you know, it doesn't seem to have I thought it was going to mean that I wouldn't have as many leaves to deal with now.
Surprise!
You never know that they've been dropping since July. I think they grew new ones to replace the ones they already dropped.
Some of the trees might have. I had a shrub that did that.
Yeah.
It seemed to go into shock, and it dropped all its leaves, and I went, what's happening? My plant's dying. And then I'll be darned if I didn't have some new growth.
Hey, Gary, you need any leaves?
Hey, it'd be good for a costume.
Yeah, you could bring, you know, rake up a big pile and have your kids come jump in it and play in it and stuff.
That is so fun. My kids did that 1 year.
We already do that. We don't need leaves imported.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're good.
Sure?
Thanks, though.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Sounds to me like he might be mowing a lot of leaves, too.
No, I don't think so. You don't have to mow leaves where
you
are.
No, but there's plenty of leaves around. Plenty.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's
but you haven't seen leaves until you've seen leaves in my yard.
No, Finley buried herself in leaves the other day.
Yeah. Oh, you have pictures, right?
Well, then maybe you can see. Maybe you do have leaves. So but I'll tell you what, I think I have more leaves than I've ever had. I have a lot
that's
of leaves.
That's funny.
But, you know, I'm complaining, but I'm not really. Because I love, love, love where I am.
Oh, I love watching the leaves turn.
And I have new equipment this year, Leslie.
Uh-oh. New equipment?
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you get?
Well, I have, you know, because I have a big blower that I use, a gas-powered blower.
Mm-hmm.
That is to blow everything away. But then I, you know, I'm a girl. I have to have equipment that works for me. And I got, you know, I got a Works weed eater. And I just love it because I never could use guy-type weed eaters before because they vibrate so bad. Oh, Gary's showing me a picture of, oh, those are wimpy leaves compared to my leaves, Gary.
That's still a lot.
Gary's got a picture of Finley in the middle of a pile of leaves. That is a lot of leaves. But see, those leaves, I mean, my leaves are like 10 times that big.
Oh, holy cow. What? Gary just dragged the kids up there and played for the day.
That's an adorable picture.
Before she mows. Then you don't have, they won't be imported. You'll just play with the leaves and then you can go home.
Right. That's a good idea.
Yeah, but so you're going to have to blow them into a big pile first.
But if you have a gas-powered blower, that's easy.
Well, yeah, but see, then I decided since I love my Works weed eater so well because it doesn't vibrate, you know, my body apart, I can actually use it, that they had this blower thing. Well, it's a 3-in-1. It's a Tri-Vac.
Wow.
So you can blow with it. And then you can vacuum the leaves up and it mulches them.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Yeah, only the other models that I've seen are a real pain in the you-know-what because you have to decide whether you're going to blow or whether you're going to vacuum and mulch, and you have to change stuff on the unit.
And you don't have to on this one?
No, on this one.
Oh, I'm coming to your house because the center could use that.
On this one, let me tell you, Leslie, it is fabulous. Whenever I talk about these kind of equipment, I get calls and emails from listeners saying, where do you get that thing?
Yeah.
Anyway, it is so cool in that it is a blower, it is a vacuum, and it is a mulcher. And all you have to do to change from one function to another is flip a switch.
Oh,
so you can blow, flip the switch, and vacuum, blow, vacuum, and mulch. And all you have to do is flip a switch.
I definitely need to come up and visit and try this out because the majority of our volunteers and staff are female.
Uh-huh.
And we have equipment on site. We have 5 acres that we have to maintain as well as caring for the animals.
Right, right.
And we have a lot of deciduous trees.
The only downside is that it is electric, so you have to be able to plug it in.
Okay.
But, you know, you can get, you know, really, really long outdoor cords.
Well, we have various places that we can plug in so we can move.
But, and also, if you have stuff that needs to be weed-eated up there, but none of the girls can handle the weed-eaters because, you know, they vibrate so much, they're just too heavy and all of that,
mm-hmm.
The Works weed-eater is fabulous. It
yep.
works great. And it's lightweight, and it doesn't vibrate so much that you can't do it. But
okay, we have to make a date.
This Tri-Vac is phenomenal. Yeah, come on out, and you can play in the leaves with me.
Definitely.
Yeah, but it's just I'm just delighted. I'm so excited to have it. That
that's great.
Yeah, yeah, because that way I don't, you know, sometimes I just blow stuff off to the edge. Sometimes I blow and then vacuum up, and then I can dump the mulch all over, like, my potted roses and stuff to keep them okay for the winter.
Well, we're getting ready to put in raised beds that have native and non-native plants that attract animals.
Uh-huh.
So that you can have your wildlife come visit your yard, and they can nibble off of what you have there that you've intentionally put in. So you're not buying a bunch of commercial feed, but you can still enjoy the wildlife.
Oh, that's cool.
We'll need the mulching. And then the other thing that we're looking at, and this is why I'm so interested in this equipment, we get leaves build up on our caging.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. The reason I actually really wanted it is because of my Taj Mahal cat run.
Exactly.
Because I go in there and weed eat in there, and then I have grass all over the place, and I can only rake up so much, but it gets in all the nooks and crannies around the edges and, and all that stuff. Well, now I can just vacuum it all up. It's like,
yeah, that sounds amazing. How loud is it?
Oh, not loud at all.
Oh, yep, definitely going to have to make a date.
Yeah, it's a cool thing. So no wonder that must have been divine guidance that we talked about my works.
And that's fun.
Works Trivac, folks. If you've seen them, you can go to their website, but you actually pay more there. QVC has them and at a good price. But I actually they were on back order at QVC, and so I said, Spirit, I want one of these. And I don't want to wait. And then there was an infomercial. Because I'd went to their website and I didn't want to pay more than the QVC price, but then there was an infomercial on that was actually the same or less than the QVC price. Phone's ringing
great.
In here. So it's the Works Trivac, and it's fabulous. I absolutely love it, and I love it so much because all you have to do is flip a switch. You don't have to change any equipment on it.
And, that just sounds wonderful.
Yep. So, good deal. All right. So, the only thing you got left is a baby gray squirrel. What else you got going on?
Well, we have some other babies. We got in a late barn owl.
Oh.
And when I say late barn owl, I mean he was a fluffball when he came in.
Hmm.
But there's a center that we were coordinating with. They also got in two late barn owls. So we were going to transfer our barn owl to them. That way he has someone to be with.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it's better for the animal.
Yeah.
You always want to keep them with their own species so they imprint and behave normally with the correct animals.
Uh-huh.
Because you want them to go into the wild and recognize their own species.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And have correct behavior.
Well, that's excellent. That's excellent.
We've been working on that. We've gotten some cool things. This year our clinics have worked really hard with us, so we have better record keeping from the animals that are coming into the clinics.
Uh-huh.
Because before, sometimes they'd get an animal and it would pass away and we would never see the animal, so we couldn't ID it. So the paperwork would say, little brown bird.
Gotcha.
Which doesn't tell us anything. We've seen kinglets and warblers and all flycatchers, all kinds of little birds in places that we wouldn't expect them. And we've actually had a couple scrub jays this year.
Scrub jays?
Scrub jays are usually on the east side.
Oh, I've never heard of a scrub jay.
A scrub jay is in the same family as the cellars, but it has much different coloration.
Huh. And they're usually east of the mountains?
They're usually east of the mountains is where I've seen them, and then I guess down south, because that's where we've been getting some from, is down south.
Huh, interesting. So how many patients have you got in, or how many animals do you have at the care center now? Do you know?
Right this minute, as of yesterday when I left work, I had 84 patients.
Okay, so that's certainly a lot less than when you in baby
definitely.
Season and stuff.
yes.
And so some of them, we talked about some squirrels, some owls. What else have you got?
We have squirrels, owls, deer.
Oh, you have deer.
We have two fawns, yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hang on a second, hon. This is a call from Sarvi.
All right. Well, then, okay. So you go ahead and take that.
Hello.
And in the meantime, phone ringing, anything we need to know about gear?
No, nothing we need to know about.
Yeah, okay.
It is almost 10:45.
Yeah, I know. Well, as soon as Leslie gets off the phone, then we'll have to get contact information. And actually, I could start doing that while Leslie's on the phone.
Oh, okay.
It is.
Hey, it's Leslie.
Oh, hey, you back? Oh, nope, she must still be on the phone. At any rate, it is Sarve Wildlife Care Center, and the website is www.sarvewildlife.org. SarveWildlife.org, and as I recall, they do have hours, I think 7 days a week up there, and the visitor center, education center, is open during the hours that they are open, which I think like yes. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., something okay. along those lines. But right. we'll clarify that when we get
Leslie back. Sorry.
Hello. I'm just doing contact information, and I gave out the website, sarveywildlife.org. I was talking about, now, do you have actually visiting hours every day?
We do. Our education facilities are open 7 days a week during daylight hours.
Daylight hours, okay.
Yes. So as winter comes on and you have less daylight hours, you want to come up earlier to visit. But we have the education building, and then we have five flights that are open to public. And in the education building, we have a monitor that shows a couple of our rehab enclosures.
Oh.
Because the rehab compound is closed to the public. But we have some monitors that or cameras that show on the monitor some of those flights so that you can see, like, our bobcat and our eagle flight. And we have a large enclosure with a large pool that you can see waterfowl or you can see otter. It depends on what's in that enclosure.
Oh, that sounds really neat.
And then we have a bunch of information inside of the education building. So people can come up and they can do a little self-guided tour. We have informational placards up that talk about the animals, and especially like our barred owl. Often barred owls and spotted owls are mixed up. People don't know the difference. So
right.
we have photographs that show the difference and talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. I happen to know what a barred owl is because I had one in my arena that came to take care of my pigeon.
Yeah, I remember that.
But it took me quite a while. I had to ask him to stay so I could go get my bird book and binoculars and camera so I could identify him.
I mean, at least he hung out and cooperated.
Oh, he did. He posed for pictures and everything. It's very cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
At any rate, let's see. So daylight hours, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Always looking for volunteers. And even through the winter, it's a good time to train to be ready for baby season.
This winter is unique in that we still have babies that we could train on, but we're slow enough to really be able to do some detailed training.
And
so it's kind of interesting.
If you find lost, abandoned, or wayfaring wildlife, you think. Now, are we still any fawns out there that we need to ignore?
There should not be any fawns out there. Most of your babies are no longer going to have spots. Our babies have already changed. They've lost their spotted coat and have put on their winter coat.
Okay. All right. But if you find wildlife, you encounter any, like decoy geese on Highway 2, my rule is don't mess with them until you get your marching orders from Sarvey. So you call them up to find out what to do. And what's the phone number, Leslie?
It's 360.
360. 435. 435.
4817.
So that's 360-435-4817.
Yeah.
And so you call them to find out what to do, and they'll even coach you if it's a decoy
mm-hmm.
on the highway. And,
yes,
and the only thing is we want you to call back and let them know what happens.
That's lovely. It's not a requirement, but boy, we sure appreciate it.
And if you just want to send money, what's the mailing address?
The mailing address is P.O. Box 3590 Arlington, Washington. Zip code is 98223.
All right, Leslie, thanks again for spending part of your Sunday morning with us. Remember,
Absolutely.
You owe us a deer shopping at Hagen's report next month.
Thank
you, Beth. Call me anytime you want to come check out my equipment.
Yes, I will take you up on that.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, Les. Talk
you
to you
bet.
Soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We will come back with a quick current events, and then I'll give you all my Halloween tips and precautions keeping our animal friends safe. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, or you can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Are you worthy of being happy? Oprah Winfrey says worthiness is your birthright. You are worthy of being happy. Robin Alexis would be privileged to assist you to embrace your worthiness and help you get and maintain a happy life again. You are invited to post in Robin's private online Soul Spa forums and share with others what inhibits you from feeling worthy to live a happy life. Soul Spa members, people like you, have signed confidentiality agreements to keep all the communication that happens in the Soul Spa. Let Robin Alexis and Soul Spa members help you move from breakdowns to the miracle of breakthroughs. As you participate in the Robin Alexis online Soul Spa, you will liberate yourself and feel worthy of living a happy life again. Visit robinalexis.com for more details on the special offer of a reading with Robin and a 1 year's membership to the Soul Spa, or call 360-457-2993. Embrace your happiness now.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And in keeping with tradition, it is now time for current events. Okie dokie then, speaking of entertainment, what have we got here? And wouldn't you know, it is an entertainment deal right off the bat. This is a new listing for current events, and it's ARF, Sino, Silent Auction, and Wine Tasting. And this is a benefit for ARF, which is Animal Aid and Rescue Foundation. And it will be Saturday, November 5th. It's from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Stomani Cellars, which isn't that interesting. That's actually on Dexter Avenue in Seattle. I didn't know there was a... They have a winery down in downtown Seattle? Well, I don't know. Do you know, Gary?
Dexter's long.
Yeah.
It's a long street.
Yeah, well, I guess Stomani Cellars, 1403 Dexter Avenue North. So anyway, that's November 5th from 6 to 10 p.m., and it's an evening of Las Vegas-style gaming, hors d'oeuvres, and more. It's $25 to attend, and that's a benefit ARF, and you can get tickets at www.myarf, and that's A-A-R-F, myarf.org. Myarf.org. Not my barf, but myarf.org. Okay. All right. Another new listing. And this is a free, free foster seminar. This seminar is for rescue organizations and their foster families. The focus is on teaching foster families how to prepare their foster dog for a permanent home. They will address the responsibilities of fostering, answer specific questions, and discuss common challenges. The seminar is on November 5th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with an hour break for lunch. They want you to RSVP no later than November 1st. And you can do that by calling 360-668-0350. That's 360-668-3050. Or you can email Trina at acanine.com. acanine.com. And that's the seminar will be located at Acanine Experience. That's on Highway 9 in Snohomish. All right, let's see. There's anything else worth mentioning here? Meow Cat Rescue 2012 calendars are now available. You can purchase them at the shelter for $10 or order by phone. Add $2 for shipping. You can call Meow at 425-822-6369 or www.meowcatrescue.org. Make sure you've marked your calendars for Meow's Holiday Craft Bazaar, Bake Sale, and Open House, which will be Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th. That's from 2 to 5 p.m. The sale is at Studio East on 6th Street. And then come to the shelter, and that's in Kirkland. Then come to the shelter and bring a donation of pet food for their Anna Meals food drive for families in need. And if you want to donate baked goods or crafts, contact Janine at janine.meow@gmail.com. Humane Society Neuter and Spay Day for Cats is November 1st. That's right this next week. Free neuter and low-fee spays. Free neuters. Spays are only $15. Microchipping and FVRCP vaccines are $5. Appointments are required, and you need to be low-income. You can call 425-649-7560 or online at www.seattlehumane.org. Grizzlies, the Wildness and Spirit of Yellowstone is at 7 p.m. Thursday, November 3rd. And that's at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett. And it's designed for middle school age kids to adults, $5 or $7. Depending on if you're a member or not, they want you to call for reservations to 425-316-8590. Okay, I think that's it, other than to let you know that next week, it's the first Sunday of the month. Normally it's a Vet Sunday, but since I'm not going to be here on the following Sunday, I will be doing my Kriya Yoga initiation, and Kevin McDonald and Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive will be filling in for me, that we're going to cram those 2 weeks that I would normally do into next week. And so I'm going to have some vet stuff for you in the first hour. I've got some Pluckner case updates that I was involved in, and that my animals that I want to fill you in about. And then it'll be a Robin and Martha Sunday. Mount Shasta Mystic Robin Alexis will join me, and we'll tune in to after we do a My Boys Are Back update, we'll tune in to various animals in the news subjects, several I mentioned earlier this morning, and find out what's really going on and what the animals have to say. All right, I want you to keep in mind that tomorrow is Halloween. Of course, you know, you have to be on another planet not to know that. And if you go out trick-or-treating, if you have a dog friend... Oh, that's kind of cute. Is that Halloween? Is that trick-or-treat music?
Supposed to be scary. Is it scaring you?
No. You had the psycho music or something on earlier. There you go. Well, that's not psycho music. That's that organ music. So what would that be? That would be the Phantom of the Opera type scary? There you go. That's the psycho type scary. Ooh. Yeah, I think that first music was for, like, the little fairies and princesses. Oh, that's scary. Yeah. Oh, something's coming. Don't open the door! Don't do it! Don't do it! Isn't that the music they play when you're saying that, when you're watching the movie? Don't do it!
That was a Jaws theme, speaking of what we were talking about earlier.
Oh, sharks. Yeah. Oh, yeah, in Australia.
Yeah.
Don't want to go swimming down there. Well, we'll see if we can't talk to the sharks next week. Okay, let's see. I guess I better tell you, if you trick-or-treating, if you've got a family dog, if you're going to take them trick-or-treating with you, make sure they like kids, and make sure that there's an adult that has the dog on leash. and make sure you're prepared with jollies and dog treats for the dogs, no candies. And if you've got trick-or-treaters coming from the to the house and you have dogs and cats, if there's any danger of them door darting, then make sure that you set them up for a doggy or kitty Halloween in their own.